Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it is on. I am here. We're actually recording this at Reval. We're in front of a live audience that haven't turned up because it's 10 a.m.
That's a great gag.
Yeah.
You're already funny.
Yeah. I thought, what theatre couldn't we fill up? And I thought, Reval. But,
yeah.
I have done shows here,
yeah.
But they've been very kind. They saw us outside looking around for coffee shops.
Would you like to come in and do a podcast, they said?
Yeah. What are you guys doing out there? Come inside and do your pod.
Yeah, you do your pod.
That little voice you can hear.
Well, it's
not a little voice. It's a strong, overwhelming, metrosexual.
Thank you.
Humble.
Humble,
I would say humble, but very funny. Very funny.
Thank you. And the voice or me? Am I funny or the voice? Is it just the voice?
Good question.
Isn't that a good question?
That's something Stephen Hawkins, I think, it's Tobias Person.
In person.
Tobias Person. Now, there's a question. First question of the day. Episode 41 of the FIFA Now Picture podcast.
Yeah.
Second ever guest. And we don't really know how to say your name. I say we as though I'm a band.
Yeah. You and the audience who have turned up.
Yeah. I'm talking myself. Is it Tobias or Tobias?
You know what? I say Tobias. People say Tobias. In England, people say Tobias.
Potato.
No. Yeah, potato. But I say Tobias. But sometimes I say Tobias as well. When I'm in the UK and I perform, I say Tobias because it's easier. But I don't really mind.
Are you at a point where if you're getting introduced on
stage... I've given up.
Yeah.
That's the point of giving up who I am.
No.
I surrender to this void of nothing.
Yeah, if they go, should I say something? You know, I always find that quite weird when they say, do you want me to say something special? And you should say, just get my name right. Get my name right.
So how do you pronounce your name? If you don't know, you're not the MC.
Yeah.
But your name is Al Pitcher. That's good. You pitch yourself and you just...
Yeah, it's a great name. They don't... Well, my full name is Alan, you see.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's as... It's like Alan Pitcher. It doesn't sound as Al Pitcher.
No,
you know?
Al is more... Yeah.
You do a lot of shows in England... In the UK, you've done the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, three or four times, yeah.
You've done the Comedy Store.
Yeah, four or five times.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And people laughed, that's good.
Well, I mean, my friends in England know you, so that's a nice touch.
That's
they've,
nice,
they,
yeah.
They've heard of you.
They don't know my name, though.
No.
Tobias, BS, Tony,
Toby. Tobiasis. No, they know the kind of the little Swedish invasion that happened... 2 or 3 years ago, maybe?
It's actually... Do you know what? It's 6 years ago.
6 years ago. Wow.
Well, at least we started out six... let me see. Quite, no, 7 years. 2009, October.
What made that happen? Because it was you bit near Fredrik Andersson.
Yeah.
Just sort of...
And Lasse Nielsen, another great comedian. Lisa Nielsen. Well, he's a mime act anyway, so we can just mime
his name. He's here as well. Yeah.
He's in the audience, miming himself. No, we just... Magnus Bettner, he met this guy, this English guy called McTaylor.
Yeah.
His name was McTaylor. And they met, I think it was in Spain somewhere, or some holiday resort, and they were both drunk. And Magnus said that he was a comedian in Sweden, and this guy, Mick, said, you know, I've got a lot of comedian friends... And I know the people who run all the clubs, so I can probably get you gigs.
Yeah.
In England. And Magnus told me, I met this crazy weird guy, and he wanted to get us gigs. And I said,
perfect
why?
Perfect Swedish attitude.
Yeah.
Meet this crazy guy in a holiday resort.
Yeah, he was drunk singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Why wouldn't you trust a guy drunk of his... Yeah. So that was the connection. And Magnus said, you know, do you want to come along and do gigs in England? And I said, I've never done gigs in English. I don't know if I can do it. And I had no... So, it just tried. And after a couple of times, it worked
Yeah.
well enough for my hubris and ego to be flattered and say, well, I can probably do this if I really, really work hard.
Is it? I mean, I struggle with Swedish. It's quite well known. Do you find it easier doing it in English or Swedish?
Well,
I know the natural thing is Swedish, but yeah. I'm kind of told that English is a bit more dynamic in the language.
Thing is, yeah, exactly. It sounds pretentious if you pick anything else, anything but your own language, but I find it funnier to do it in English.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's the same when people are writing pop songs. You know, they tend to write in English because that's the mother of blues and rock. And
Yeah.
So I find it funnier. It's more fun for me to do it in English. I don't know why.
Like Bard and Akna.
But an arc playing second story.
That would never work in English. So, it shouldn't work in Swedish, to be honest.
No, and it doesn't work in Swedish. but they're naked and they're two young guys, so it works. So how would you sing that song in English?
We'll take a bath in the nakedness.
In the nakedness?
The nakedness of bathing. Yeah. But my son, you've got kids.
Yeah.
How old are your children?
Six.
Do you need to? You might not want to say this. I've got no editing process.
Christ.
Six.
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah.
You told me a wonderful story about how they just separate. Sometimes they just go off and go. I'll do this and I'll sort that out. Was that you that told me?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. They're very sort of different. They're just six.
They're six.
And they're lovely.
You're the.
Father. Yeah. That's the question.
This is why we brought you on the podcast.
Yeah.
You are the father.
I am the father.
How do you find it balancing being funny and being off stage with kids? It's kind of quite rock and roll.
Yeah, but I think I'm the same, probably the same guy as you. I mean, I like to be funny and I don't find it a struggle to be funny, but I don't, and I enjoy being a father, so it's not really that I have to sort of put my funny hat on and go on stage
exactly.
And then be a boring, serious father. It's sort of. I'm more childish on stage, I think, than I am at home.
More serious.
Yeah, you're more serious. Yeah, more serious on stage, yeah.
But I think but they can give you a really honest critique of your comedic talent.
Yeah.
If you try and be funny in the kitchen, they will basically, they'll do that face which basically says, you need to get another job.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, are you serious? Do you do this? Do you?
So people pay you for this?
Yeah, this is bullshit.
And you won an award for this in Sweden?
Yeah.
Mr. Pitcher?
Did you.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I know when people bring me on stage nowadays, I say, so winner of the Male Comedian of the Year, 2009. It's just, and I can see people thinking, and what have you done since then?
I won the award 2011, and I'd never get introduced because it does feel quite too. It's too far away.
So now I just ask the promoters, don't say the actual year, but just say the award.
And don't say male. Say stand up. Just say best.
You're just best. And don't say male, just best comedian ever. And I also had an award when I was six for not drowning. So, just bring up all my awards.
25-meter breaststroke.
Yeah. So your kids, do you make your kids laugh?
Do they
make you laugh?
I try to. They make me laugh. They make me laugh beyond anything I've ever done on stage. I mean, they're hilarious.
But just asking you questions or being funny themselves?
Yeah, just random. Their memory... It's like taking an old computer back to a Mac store and then they open up and go, do you remember looking at this? And you're like, I don't remember that. Kids just seem to that's why I love that movie Inside Out.
I still haven't seen it.
Ah, well. Spoiler alert.
About all the feelings.
Yeah.
Angry. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that really, I thought it was great, But I I love them. I love them. And I didn't know if I was going to be one of those comedians who would write, when they were born. I was like, I didn't think material, but they're such a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And I've done like three tours now, and I feel that when I get up on stage, the audience sort of want to find out, hey, how are the kids?
Of course.
They've also like been born on the first tour, nappies, and now they're kind of running around.
The big nappy tour, I remember that one.
Oh, the diaper tour of...
The diaper tour.
2013. Do you talk about your kids on stage?
I do, but not just I think it's inevitable if you're a comedian. You know, if you're in the middle of a divorce, you talk about the divorce. If you have diarrhea, you talk about that. If you talk about, so I talk about my kids and other stuff. And so whatever I go through, I sort of bring it up. I think it's weird not to talk about your kids. If you, I mean, because there's a big part of your life, and they make you laugh or think, re-question things. Yeah. So it's hard not to sort of mention them.
Your stand-up's kind of, I've seen it a few times in English. Almost a little bit surreal, but you're off stage when I see you on social media, very punny, very Gothenburg, very play on words.
Yeah.
But you don't do that on stage.
Not really. Because it's this thing of this illusion of stand-up. Stand-up is supposed to be very spontaneous. And you just a guy just go up on stage and he talks for 30 minutes and it's brilliant and it's just a conversation. That's the illusion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously that's the way you do comedy because you just go up and you improvise a lot.
Yeah, but I...
But when when you do a pun or a proper joke, it's sort of obvious. Are you trying to be funny now? That was a joke. That was
Yeah.
So that's why you don't do puns too much on stage. But I do it in the UK. I do more puns.
Yeah. Because I think the pun laugh gets that kind of...
It's weird. Yeah. Why you trick me into a laugh?
Yeah.
Why
would I come here for a comedy club and you've played on my words?
You're shifting words around. Is that allowed?
But you're excellent at it. And the Instagram that you have, drawings. You've got a book out.
Yeah.
How did that go? How did the book go?
Quite well, but I'm not sure what. If it's well, I mean, it didn't sell massively. I didn't sell. It didn't sell like David Bata's books. I couldn't buy a boat afterwards. But
is that how Swedish comedians measure their
books? That's how you measure success. Yeah.
Not Dan Brown. Nothing.
Nothing.
Like
no. But funnier than Dan Brown.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a funny book.
But he didn't mean it.
But. Is that something you'd like to do more, or are you...
Right, but yeah, I've actually written my first novel.
Cool.
And it's sort of... Yeah, it's more or less complete now. So I've done that for 4 months.
How did you do that?
I just sat down and wrote every day, screaming to the computer, saying, come on!
That is something...
Because I wanted to do it for 10 years, but, you know, you need a proper story or... It's like, you know, if you write a pop song and you're writing your first symphony, it's a big stretch. And if you do 10 minutes on stage and then you're supposed to do an hour, it's the same thing. You have to really...
What kind of story is it?
It's funny.
It's funny, is it?
It's funny. It's about this author, and he resembles Björn Ranelid a bit.
Yeah.
Or quite a lot. It's about this author, and he's the greatest guy in the world, according to himself. And he's just this guy... so slowly falling from the sky, you know, like Icarus. It's just this guy with massive confidence, and then things starting to go wrong.
Cool.
It's just, you know, I've had fun writing it. I've never written anything long, and, you know, divide things into chapters and stuff. It's really, I have so much respect now for authors who bring up books every year, like all the Camilla Läckberg and all those people.
They must
you know, find this chamber, just sit down. And just
their work ethic must be incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it must be so disciplined.
People say to me, you know, "How do you write jokes?" That's nothing. You just go up and you're friendly and interesting, and you're funny, and you talk to people. That's nothing.
Yeah,
but writing a book, or I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Well, now I know, but it's so hard.
Well, the dedication to it must be to not go down the same, you know, like get halfway through a book and go, oh, hang on a second, this is the same shit and story, you know.
Yeah.
But I, would you like to do other stuff, or is it stand-up?
I've actually done a bit of, I've done a bit of acting as well, on stage. I've done a few...
serious shit.
No serious acting roles, no, but I've done Ray Cooney, all those, you know...
George's brother.
Is it called Farce in English? Yeah, it's Farce.
Yeah.
So I've done 5 of those.
I'm dying here.
That's the audience coughing.
Yeah.
Just letting us know that they're here. So I've done 5 productions with... that was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. I did 5 shows in a row.
Yeah,
so I had that weekends and that stand-up in the meantime, the other days.
You're a big Monty Python fan as well, aren't
you? Yeah. but most comedians.
Have you done that? No, I'm not. I'm not a Python fan. I like Fawlty Towers. Yeah. I like some of Cleese's chat.
Yeah.
But I don't. It's too weird for me.
Yeah. Do you know what? The thing is, they haven't really aged that well. So I became a fan when I was 13. So in the same way that some people, you know, when they first heard, you know, when John Lennon heard Elvis, here, what's this? It changed his life. So Python changed my life when I was 13. So I started to write sketches obsessively when I was 14, when everyone else was going to disco and kissing girls. I was at home
living the dream.
Living the dream.
People
will laugh. Yeah. Who's laughing now? No one, but people will. I will win an award. So I just,
Tobias,
who cares?
Come down here and disco.
But, so I just, you know, I just fell in love with that world. But watching Flying Circus now is a bit of a struggle because, you know, it hasn't aged that well, but again, I love Life of Brian.
Life of Brian,
and you know
incredible.
What?
Incredible.
Do you know what I like? I think I love the whole thing about Python. Their attitude. I think I like that more now. You know, their rebellion towards, you know, establishment television rules, and just being very silly and naughty, and just naming books silly titles like, you know, Monty Python's previous book and all that.
They were groundbreaking back then, and now when you look back through, you're
exactly.
like,
so I have an enormous respect for them, but I don't really watch the old shows. I agree with that. I prefer Towers and Full Towers and Blackadder.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Yeah,
and The Office, and lots of stuff.
I thought there was going to be one more there.
No,
that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think they're great, you know. But you, here's one thing, because we know each other. We've done gigs together. We're going to do some gigs together.
This
summer. Yeah. Do you want to do that? Chat that through.
Is this the
chat that through?
Yeah.
That's my
pitch. Those gigs.
People sometimes really listen in now. They go, this is the chat the through.
Okay.
Chat through thing.
Okay.
This is the... we're doing a tour called Västkusteffekten, which is a pun, play on words.
Cause
the original word is... I can't even remember the... Växthuseffekten, which is the environment thing. We're doing 1st, 2nd July. But you're on the tour as well. That's the...
Just joined.
2nd of July.
I sort of had the damaged horse that needed a bit of treatment in the vets.
You
did the Swedish thing and fucked off and let me go. Oh, it catches up. And now I'm here.
Social Darwinism, let him die. So 2nd of July, Falkenberg, El Pitcher is there. I'm there. Micke Tornving, Anna Blomberg och Jan Bylund. And Jan Bylund, which is... Yeah, so we... And then 7th... No, 8th and...
9th.
Of July, yeah.
Yeah.
Båstad and Gothenburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Västkusteffekten is the name of the tour. And it's just an outdoor sunny.
And we're just gonna try and be as funny as
humanly possible. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's and you get to see the comedians for a decent amount of time. It's not like
eight minutes
So that's gonna be great. And Båstad.
Båstad, yeah.
That's the tennis place.
Yeah, Båstad's tennis place. Yeah.
That's incredible, that place, because you go through the city or the little town.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And there's just a massive tennis court there.
Yeah, it's great.
In the middle.
I know.
And the train station, they've built a train station.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's a walk into town.
Yeah, I know. It's quite long.
Why have they done that?
I don't know, just to piss people off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're tennis fans, get walking, you assholes.
Exactly.
You know?
Because they're running all the time and you're just sitting down.
I'm looking forward to that, mate. That's going to be really great. And, you know, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're nearly in June. It's only a month away, so get
Västkusteffekten. Biletto. That's the name of the ticket. Biletto. Sounds very Italian. Biletto.
You Where's want my... Biletto. Yeah. What about... what would you like to do now? Like, you've won an award, you've written a book, written a novel, you won an award years ago.
Yeah.
Stand up, you go out and tour.
Yeah, I'm going to do a new show, actually, in October.
There's a man with a light on his head there. That kind of freaked me out. I thought we were in some kind
Could be
of...
Jesus.
Yeah. No, I thought we were in some kind of fire evacuation process.
Yeah, he brings a ladder now.
But the thing is, with the light on his head, it's kind of quite lit in here, so he doesn't really need
it. Already, yeah. It's just pointless. Maybe he's on drugs.
Yeah.
It's Södermalm, after all. Who knows?
That is the place of drugs, according to Tobias Persson.
Tobias Persson. Tobias. Get the name right.
But, so you go on tour?
Yeah, October, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't decided the name yet for the show, but I'm actually doing a character this time. It's not a new stand-up tour. I'm doing a parody of inspirational, motivational speakers. And it's a show I did 4 years ago. I've just done it like two times. In Lund, you know, the comedy festival, and you've been there.
I'm doing that this year as well. Yeah.
So it's just it's a new show, but I'm doing it in character. So I'm a sleazy, slimy, horrible individual with a microphone and PowerPoint.
Tom Cruise, Magnolia, kind of.
Yeah, but fun.
Yeah. No, but he was kind of slimy, wasn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just fun to play this, play a guy who you know, gives you the answers you've never asked for.
So is it like an inspiration?
Yeah, inspirational, motivated. Yeah,
but he's a twat.
It's a parody of those. So it's a proper sort of the feeling. The feeling is like it's sort of two in the afternoon, and you're just sitting down.
You've had
coffee with your with your workmates, and you just listen to this guy saying hello. So, how many people here? And you just do all the cliches.
This is a classic picture link. What's your inspiration? Classic.
That's a classic inspiration to do comedy or what?
In life.
In life. I feel that I just get inspiration from. I like to do music. I play music.
Big Beatles fan.
Yeah, I play piano and guitar, and that's what I'm the happiest when I'm at home just playing piano. It's that simple.
Wow.
And just read books and be with my kids and, you know. Have dinner with friends. I'm a very basic man.
You are a simple man.
I'm simpleton. Yeah, I'm simplistic and cheap. Yeah, that's it. I don't really have.
Could you have hoped for it to be as good as this? Like, did you think, were you always going to do this? You were doing sketches at 13.
Yeah, I think life is great now. I mean, I've done this for a living for, I don't know, 16 years, which is quite long.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 17, I think. It's great. You know, you do gigs and you read
Still
books.
Still the greatest job.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic. And my kids are lovely and I have a lot of friends and summertime is here. I can't really complain.
Wow. Looking at you, I'm wondering why you've got clothes on. You're that kind of guy that should be nude. You should be running out.
Yeah, embracing life and then embracing the police.
You're quite hippie, aren't you? You're very political as well, aren't you, in your thinking?
I?
Yeah,
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I think that's... Because I'm fairly friendly and I'm so friendly looking and I'm very boyish on stage. Which is, so if I do have an opinion, it's like, oh, that nice guy, what did that mouth just say?
Yeah.
Whereas if anyone else says anything remotely political, just an opinion, it's sort of fine. If Betnia says, oh, let's kill all the Jews, what? Was that wrong? Was that wrong? I'm sorry. You know, he can say that because, you know, we want him to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I say something just vaguely, sort of, I think this is wrong. But what's wrong with this guy? Yeah. He used to be very friendly and chatty and witty. So I think that's the...
I think it's the same for me. I think I've had like one troll on social media in my life. You know, I don't get people hating me.
Oh, yeah, you are, okay.
You know,
but one
because
troll...
I'm kind of, you know...
Yeah.
I want to be and I try to be and I need to be nice, you know.
But now and again, you know, things happen in the world and you have all the, you know, just... It's a lot of changes in the world. It's hard not to... You know, if I bring them up... I want to bring them up in the funniest way possible, but I wouldn't shy away from having an actual opinion. And it's one thing having that and preaching and sort of...
Yeah, but I
these
also...
people are just stupid. I don't want to be angry on stage, but...
I also want to be a clown.
Yeah.
So when I'm on stage, I don't want to say something political and then someone at the back goes, that's bullshit, mate. You don't know what you're talking about, you dick.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, we're going to take a break now.
get rid of him. Get rid of him. Row 15.
I see what you mean. Here's the thing. I don't really think of my opinions as opinions, and I don't separate them from my act. So I don't do the joke, 7 minutes. Okay, now here's the opinion. Come on, Tobias.
Yeah.
So I just talk about stuff, and I try to be as funny when I do, so I just slip them in.
Yeah.
And without thinking, well, here's the serious bit. So I don't really make that distinction.
Yeah.
Because that's boring. Okay, I'm going to be serious now. What about all the, I don't want to bang the drum, because I think
bring
that's...
Bring the music, the lights down.
I hate that.
This is the serious part.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing the sound effects all the time. I keep on doing this. We're going to talk about something now that's happened overnight. A gorilla was shot.
Yeah. Shocked.
Shot. Well...
Shot.
No, shot.
But he must have been shocked before he got shot.
Well, I think he probably was shocked... Maybe a millisecond before he was hit by the bullet. But because of a two-year-old who fell into the animal enclosure, the gorilla enclosure, and then for 10 minutes, they brought the shoot team out.
The shoot team, the gorilla shoot team.
Yeah.
The gorilla team.
They don't get many jobs. and they've shot this 17-year-old gorilla. Now, it turns out the parents... just letting the kid run around. Yeah. They were on their cell phones.
Ah.
So now, telling you that story, you've got 15 minutes. Just go for it. Just tell us how you feel
First of all, they should have shot the parents, because obviously they didn't...
Throw the parents down there.
Yeah, because obviously they didn't care about their own kid. And I really... That's an opinion, folks. And I stand by that. I hate people when I see parents... not looking after their kids, and they run out into traffic, and people like me have to say, is this your kid? Thanks. Yeah, no, no, sort of. You get down on your knees and say thank you, because I just saved the... You know.
Weird threat, get down on your knees. I always find that weird.
It's a bit
what
sexual.
They should have done is, smothered the parents in bananas. And
yes,
and
dress them up as big bananas in banana costumes.
Yeah.
And then. But sorry, how did this kid manage to climb?
I think he just climbed, can look down on
and
stuff.
And he fell down.
And then he fell down.
And no one saw this.
They did. Yeah. He screamed, but there's 10 minutes of.
10 minutes?
Of which you probably think is possibly.
And what was it? And the parents, were they tweeting what this was happening? My kid is down in the enclosure. Hashtag ape shit. And
follow me for up-to-date news on
exactly.
Gorilla Attack.
Yeah.
It's my son. Hashtag. Yeah. But now he's at home. There's a lot of people upset about the gorilla.
I am. Because I...
Well, there's only 100,000 gorillas left in the world.
And how many kids do we have in the world? I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That would be...
Yeah, and how many stupid parents do we have?
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot.
So what you're saying, and I'm not saying, is we should have killed the kid and killed the parents.
We should have...
distracted the gorilla.
Distract the gorilla and then thrown the parents in. And then... I'm not sure. Or maybe just... we could let the gorilla adopt the kid and we'll have a new Mowgli.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
yes,
that could be nice.
It was Anchorman all over again.
Yeah. Which country was this?
America.
America, no shit.
What about America? Have you done gigs there?
No, haven't, no.
You've done Britain? You've been anywhere else?
I've been to Norway and Finland, but and Scotland, obviously, but I haven't been in Ireland. Have you? Obviously you have.
Yeah, I've done the Irish.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're... They seem to just laugh at you.
Yeah?
they laugh at you, then with you, and then if they don't find you funny, they're funnier than... You know, they're the kind of people...
Yeah.
I find a lot of Swedes like that.
Throw potatoes.
I personally find Swedes funny when they don't realise they are funny.
Oh,
that's what makes...
In what way?
They just say stuff... It's weird for me as well, because I do the gig, and then the audience are... If they have to answer a question, if I ask them a question, yeah. they have to translate from Swedish to English.
Yeah.
So I can't go, what's wrong with you? You don't know your job. So there's always a bit of a delay with some people, but it's always great. It's always, and sometimes they don't let that delay happen, and their brain just goes, release the word, and it's the wrong word, and it's fun, you know?
And that's coming to goal for you.
For me, because I don't want anybody to feel like a dick in the audience.
No.
You know, talking of dicks, Trump. Trump. Good link.
Good
Trump,
link
America.
Again. Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I was going to say about America. Yeah. What's your opinion on what's happening there?
I'm a bit scared, actually, if he gets elected. And people sort of just laugh at him. But he, you know, I think he's the guy who can press the button, and he can, the big red button. And he could, I mean, he could easily challenge what's the North Korean guy? Kim Jong Il,
Kim Jong Cyrus. Yeah,
Kim Jong Cyrus.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball. He could easily threaten him or Putin and just say, go on, bring it on then, bring it on.
Yeah.
I mean, he could seriously do that because he's that crazy, I think. And that's a bit scary when you have a world leader who used to be.
The biggest world leader as well. I think it's all a scam. I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
But it is weird how far he's getting.
Candid camera ever.
He's getting though is incredible.
Yeah, I know.
You know? But
we should shoot him instead of the gorilla.
We should throw him into the gorilla.
Yeah. That could be nice.
That would be a reality TV program I'd watch. He is he's a scary man.
I'm a president, get me out of here. Yeah.
What about Obama though? He's not done a bad job, has he?
He's done an okay job, yes.
But he hasn't done the great job that everyone thought he would do.
Exactly. Oh, finally a black guy. Things will be okay now.
Yeah.
But he's still invaded a lot of countries. He's still done a lot of things.
No, he
couldn't possibly have done that.
He's a
cool black guy. That's the official. Everyone had hope. But, you know, he's done a lot of bad things as well. But, you know, he seems like a very intelligent, likable guy. And he's funny and he's witty, so people sort of just love him.
I think Obama could take my wife and still charm his way out of it.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I'll hunt you down, Barack. Just a threat. This kind of thing.
It's a threat.
It's a threat. Thank you so much, mate.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's
it's just a small... I just don't want it to go too long. I want it to be a small chat. I want it to be random.
Spontaneous gorillas. That's what you need.
We've covered a lot. So I will see you on tour in July.
Yeah, 2nd of July in Falkenberg.
Falkenberg, your hometown.
My home.
Is it your hometown?
Yeah. I actually grew up there.
Wow.
In a gorilla enclosure.
But look how you've turned out.
Yeah.
Maybe that kid will go on now.
Yeah.
That kid's gonna get some shit at school.
He gonna win awards though.
No, he's gonna get some shit at school.
You think so?
Yeah. Because people are going to say,
"Your mum and dad,
you killed the gorilla."
Oh, you mean that? Okay, you killed the gorilla.
Not you.
No, I didn't.
No. Well, that was an awkward
That's a weird
ending.
Note. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tobias. Lasse Nilsson is here as well.
Thank you. Miming his way out of Rival.
And we will see you soon. Catch this guy; he's funny as.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.